No, I don't give money to beggars. I give to other charities, but I don't give to beggars.
There was junkies around here one day and they were saying, give us a euro for me bag of heroin. They were being honest.
People don't like the term junkies. Could you say drug addicts?
No, junkies is in the Oxford Dictionary. You know, that's where it is. Like, it's part of the English language. It's got nothing to do with whether people like it or not. It is part of the English language. Junkies.
We're here in the heart of Dublin at the Dame Street, Georgia Street crossroads. You're out tapping, you're out begging. How hard is it on this windy, cold day?
Put it this way, I'm out 3 hours and I've made 70 cents.
70 cents, that's all?
That's all, 3 hours.
So it must be very, very tough.
It's very hard. People just walk by, they don't care.
You're on crutches, what happened?
I had an operation that went wrong and I've also had a heart attack. I have a pacemaker put in as well, so...
How old are you?
32.
Only 32 and you have a pacemaker. How did it end up that you had to beg on the street? What happened?
My house went on fire and I ended up homeless.
Should we ban begging? Would that be a cruel to be kind gesture for you and then you wouldn't have to do it because you wouldn't be allowed to do it?
But then how am I going to get by?
Do the government not give you some social welfare?
Not enough to get you through the week, no. Like, even though I'm homeless, I still have kids. I see my kids, I take them out.
So you need some money to basically entertain them?
Yeah.
And the social welfare doesn't get you through?
No, definitely.
And how many kids do you have?
I have 5 kids.
And where are you sleeping at night?
It depends. Ring at 10:30. It depends up at the office.
You've got 5 kids?
Sometimes on the streets.
They could be on the streets with you?
Yeah.
What age are your children?
13, 11, 9, 6 and 2.
I'm sorry, that's tough, tough, tough.
Oh, tough isn't a word, yeah.
So what do you say to people who walk past and give you nothing?
I don't like having to beg, but as I said, it has to get me through. People walk by, look down their nose at you. You know, I don't ask. If they want to give, I let them give. I don't, you know, can I? It's their choice, it's up to them if they want to give, but at the end of the day, it could happen to anybody. They could be in the same boat tomorrow, and you know, it's not easy, it's really not easy.
Like outside shops hassling people going in or ATMs, I think that shouldn't be allowed. But I think like other places aren't so bad because I understand they want money as well.
We have the Meghan Markle wedding with Prince Harry in Windsor next year. The local Windsor Council want to ban aggressive beggars. Here in Ireland, we have the Pope coming in August, and perhaps the Queen. Should we ban begging, aggressive begging, banish them?
I don't want to banish it, but at the same time, you don't know what they're going to use the money for. Like, I'm all about helping people if they're going to use it for the right things, like for food and shelter. But if it's going to other things, then it's like, I've never give to people on the streets because I don't know where the money's going to.
They're begging for food, or they're begging to feed the abbey, you know what I mean?
You don't stand behind someone's back. Like, obviously, you wouldn't look at someone's the number, you know, and things like that. So don't stand on top of them.
So this
and
is
the bank,
begging at an ATM?
Yeah, yeah. You know, if you're a few feet away, man, you're not invading anyone's privacy.
Sorry.
I'd say that's okay. Now, I don't do it myself, but I see others. But I don't like people tapping people on the back when they're right up near there. But if they're a bit away and they're sitting there and they're bothering nobody and the cup is out, that's okay, isn't it? If you told for welfare and you had a flat, you wouldn't even be able to pay for the bed, say. That money isn't even paid them. They have to go out and defraud the government by cleaning windows or taking whatever job they can during the week just to get a few quid to pay their bills and if they smoke.
Beggars, like, I don't think they should be banned. I think they should be banned from shops, yeah, and outside bank machines. I agree with that.
So outside restaurants, sometimes they could be a smoking section.
Yeah, well, I agree with that, yeah.
You think that should be banned? And at the moment, aggressive begging is banned, but it's hard to police it.
Yeah.
Why do people still do it, especially with Christmas just gone, out on a night out? There'd be a lot of people begging.
There's a lot of people that's addiction, and they're finding it very hard, you know, to get the fix. So they do begging to, I suppose, to get the fix. So.
Have you ever had a friend who's resorted to begging?
Yeah.
How was it?
I've been homeless.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was hard, but it was degrading, but had to do it.
People beg out of necessity. It's not out of... People don't want to degrade themselves by sitting down begging. It's not...
Is it degrading?
It is degrading. It is degrading. People that say they'll do it just... because it's a way of earning money. It's not a way of earning money. That's like prostituting yourself, sitting down, degrading yourself, sitting on the streets, begging for money, begging for people's spare change. You could see it in their face, the shame and the degradation. Is that the word? The real loneliness in their face. Yeah. Only for the likes of Peter McFerry and... I couldn't say as much more for him. He helps a lot of people off the streets. Only for him, I'd say there'd be a lot more people begging on the streets. Only for Peter McFerry and the likes of Focus or and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
When we take organised begging, sometimes you might have a group of foreign nationals that would do it to make a living.
Yeah.
You know, could you make a living off it? I know I once did it many years ago. I begged for a week for a radio documentary.
I remember that documentary.
You remember it? And I only raised, in 1 week, I only raised €70.
Yeah.
And that was begging about 9 to 5.
Yeah. These organised beggars, they're paying, it's like a mafia. They're paid over to work as a begging unit, dip people's pockets or stuff like that. Like me, I'm homeless now, you know what I mean? So. I don't beg. I try to make the best I can out of me.
And when you see fellow homeless people begging, do you give them money? Do you just say hello?
I do feel for them. Of course I do feel for them. But I know which ones that are doing it for the right reasons, for the money for the hostel or something to eat in their stomach.
Should we ban it? We look at the Meghan Markle, Prince Harry Windsor wedding and they're looking at banning it around Windsor.
Yeah.
Should we ban begging when the Pope comes to Ireland next August?
No, I don't think so, because I think Pope should see what it's like for the homeless in Ireland. But what we're doing is pasting over the cracks of the problems we have in Ireland. That's exactly what the government is trying to do. That's if they are going to do it. It's pasting over the cracks, showing in Ireland that's not Ireland.
Show the real Ireland.
Yeah, show the real
let
Ireland.
The beggars out.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
And let the Pope meet the beggars.
Yeah. That's it.
You're homeless at the moment. Every day is tough. You've got sympathy, solidarity with people who beg.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, like I've a dumper driver ticket. I've a banksman slinger ticket. I've a ticket to work on any oil rig on the planet.
Really? So you've got lots of qualifications.
Oh yeah, and I can't get a job. What happens is I get 2 days here, and then the social in England, the gyro, they cut you off. So you're homeless again because you paid tax, because you've paid revenue, because you got 2 days work.
So it's tough.
So what can you do, man? What can you do? Just keep going. They don't need to ban begging. All they do is need to do more. Give people houses. That's all. It doesn't take a genius.
So just give people homes.
Homes and jobs, and that's it.
And the begging will stop.
Simple.